the nerve blueprints, the nervous system. Fascinating. The most important system in your body, controlling every single thing you do. To snap your fingers, to hum, to move your legs, your brain's got to send a message down your spinal cord across your nerves to every organ and cell and tissue in your body that you have. It is the most important system. And then how do you fertilize? How do you feed everything in your body? It's your blood flow. We're going to give the blueprint today on how that exactly happens. And so we're going to kick off out of the gates, diving into some specific conditions with the arteries or the veins. By no means this is medical advice, as you might be struggling, especially with some very serious conditions, strokes and clots and calcified arteries and swelling in the body, very serious things. This does not replace any of that medical advice. Work with your doctor on it. My job today with this blueprint for you and in this training is, how do we give you some action steps? How do we give you some health supporting factors of nutrients that have been scientifically proven to help support healthier nerves? So I've got my guided notes for you. So right out of the gates here, you can click the link. You're able to download this. You're able to follow along. Very straightforward guided notes. Let me show you these right here. So nerve health, my gift to you to just be following along. I cover a lot of info with different conditions. As we go, you can follow along with that. That PDF is right there, should be clickable, downloadable for you to be able to get. Let's dive in. Here we go. The nerves. Any kind of nerve pain, neuropathy, nerve damage, just concerned with the communication from your brain down your arm, down your legs. If you're not to a point of any kind of pain or neuropathy going on, numbness and tingling, or maybe there's a diabetic type thing, maybe you watched a family member going through losing function of the messages coming from here going to here. So how do we help support those nerves? Well, a lot of times you start to see the problem showing up. The condition typically is that there's a nerve with blood flow around it. And when the blood flow starts to diminish, the nerve doesn't get the nutrients. And so those blood vessels are diseased and you get a shriveling of the nerve, which creates the numbing, creates the tingling, creates the pain. So it's that oftentimes that reduced blood flow that damages the nerve in the first place, unless there's a direct impingement of the nerve. So for that reason, to start identifying this, here's the testing we can look at. You can do a nerve conduction study to find out if there's direct damage to the nerve itself carrying messages, or is it more related to the blood vessel? Now, once the blood vessel is damaged long enough, you will see show up on the nerve conduction study because the nerve itself will start to get smaller. Heavy metals play a huge role in this. This may be something to explore if you've been suffering with a neurological heavy related condition for long enough. And this is even connected back to like ALS and MS. Parkinson's would be another one, let alone nerve damage. There's sometimes a tie with heavy metals. You'd have to find a functional medicine doctor to do a hair sample to test heavy metals. But if you've been struggling with a neurological condition, nerve damage directly or in the central nervous system, or you're, you know, concerned with that in the future, you may consider getting that kind of testing done to see if there's a heavy metal issue that needs to be addressed, because it can directly tie and shut down that nervous system. It's a metal dealing with electricity. It's a metal impacts the electricity of the body. This is the electrical system. Does that make sense? That's why that's a big deal. Inflammation, CRP, platelets, okay? Looking at those, blood sugar and insulin. Now, I would add to this an x-ray. An x-ray meaning if you go to a corrective chiropractor, you wanna see your spine perfectly straight from the front and the hips level. If the pelvis is tilted or the spine is crooked, you are pinching the nerve coming right from the source of the spine. That could be going down your leg, could be going down your arm. So if you pinch it at the root, you feel it in the branches. So we've got to check the roots. And the way to check the roots, instead of going for a $3,000 MRI, is to have simple x-rays. Now, I always took them seated because you can get a little more of a true view when you take the legs out of it, of kind of the positioning of the spine, but seating or standing would work. And then I would look at the side view as well, because when you look from the side, you need a 35 degree curve in your lower back, there's a 45 in your mid back, and then there's a 45 in your neck. And when you lose those curves, you're also pinching and stretching the spinal cord and pinching the nerves. So putting that proper posture back into place, this is why I use spinal molding rolls, sleep aids at night. And then I could take it and I could put it on my chair, I could put it on my car to help keep good posture while I'm working or while I'm driving. Okay, so analyzing from a proper corrective chiropractor can get that testing done to know, is there damage at the root? Even when there's pain at the branches, or problems at the branches, check the root first. Now, food-wise, we want a lot of amino acids going in, proper proteins, supporting that blood flow, supporting the nerves themselves, collagen, bone broth, chicken, beef, fish, legumes, eggs, all very good for amino acids involved with nerve repair. Now, eggs are high in B12, which tends to be lacking with the lack of blood flow and nerve damage. I like turmeric for reducing inflammation. I like ginger for reducing inflammation. Citrus fruit, bioflavonoids, helping the blood flow. Nuts and seeds and fish oil, proper omega-3s. Lots of water, lots of water. Water-soluble vitamins, B vitamins, impact this. We want to make sure there's a lot of water going in. We want to get those supplements and those nutrients absorbed. What's going to make it worse? Alcohol, smoking, gluten, processed foods, GMO foods, rancid fat, seeds. These will all break down that micro blood flow out near the extremities. So from a focus perspective then, you can put coconut oil on the skin to stimulate blood flow. Rub that in on the knee, the ankle, the fingers to help stimulate blood flow. Saunas and warm baths. I like these to stimulate the blood flow, especially in the extremities. Infrared saunas, red light therapy. Another way to stimulate peripheral blood flow, especially for those nerves. Now, what are our main nutrients? B vitamins, very important. Benfotiamine, very important, which is a form of B vitamins. Now, inositol, methylated B12, methylated folate, and riboflavin. These are the key nutrients involved in proper nerve growth and development. B6, B12, and benfotiamine in combo specifically help with the pain involved with nerves. So benfotiamine, very important one, helps in 150 milligrams or higher of benfotiamine, helps with specifically nerve pain and helping to give the relief of the neuropathy. So the number one, 150 milligrams or higher of benfotiamine is where we want to be to help support those nerves to give it proper nerve flow. Alpha-lipoic acid has been shown in studies, very promising for nerve help. Vitamin C and vitoflavonoids, important. Feverfew, important. So here's all the research on it. Riboflavin's role in nerve health. 1 milligram of B12, methylated B12, significantly helps. B6, 12, and benfotiamine in combo helps. Lower poorly absorbed folate can create problems there, so we need methylated folate. That's what impacts the absorption. Another study on benfotiamine, 150 milligrams and up of benfotiamine. That's the main one. Lipoic acid, very promising. Alpha-lipoic acid and its impact on the nervous system. Feverfew from a pain helping support those normal levels. Passion flower at relief. Carnitine at relief. Ginger at relief, all impact on the nervous system, all PubMed research and studies. And then there's inositol, which is a former form of B vitamins. All these for the nerves. So there's a lot of specific nutrients on top of the foods that we can be adding in, the amino acids, the anti-inflammatories, removing the bad ones that we can be focusing on to really make a difference and move the needle. And then the final condition, restless legs. If you're getting the pulling, the erratic feeling, electrical feeling, the itching, the aching, the throbbing sensations like bugs, traditionally while you're trying to sleep, here's what to look out for. Number one, I would get x-rays done at a corrective care chiro. We need to see if there's damage at the roots, not just the branches. You could potentially test minerals. This is hair sample testing. That's done at a functional doctor to see how your electrolyte levels are. This could be leading to it. And then I would also look at inflammation, CRP. Food-wise, put the anti-inflammatories in the form of fish and chia and flax. I like black beans and almonds because they give you a lot of magnesium, which is typically lacking in people with this. Ginger and turmeric are very good anti-inflammatories as well. Sea salt provides you with those missing electrolytes and minerals. Citrus fruit and acerola is providing the vitamin C and the bioflavonoids. The bad foods that gotta go, alcohol, smoking, processed foods, and rancid fats and oils. I would consider chiropractic. Neuropathy, restless leg, anytime you're involving a nerve, this is one of the best ways to naturally start to get things back in alignment and get pressure off those nerves. I would definitely be taking magnesium and electrolytes on a daily basis. And then we want to get the B vitamins, benfotiamine, ginger into the system to help support it. So there's so many foods you could be eating to help support that. There's so many things you can be eliminating to help support that. There's activities that you can be doing to help support these. The nervous system, the most important system in the body.